In the history of the American West, probably more words have been written about George Armstrong Custer than just about anybody. Which makes you wonder why anybody would feel the need to write or even read another book about Custer. But now there's a major new biography of Custer called Custer's Trials by T.J. Stiles, a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. Stiles takes a very different approach. He writes about Custer's life right up to, but not including, the Battle of the Little Bighorn. In other words, he stops about where most people start paying attention. It's a little like reading a mystery that ends before you find out who done it. But the result is a richly detailed analysis of Custer and the times and places that shaped him. And it includes a fair amount about Kansas. While most people today know Custer from the Battle of the Little Bighorn, Armstrong, as he was known to friends and family, achieved considerable fame as a cavalry commander during the Civil War. After the war, he stayed in the Army and was eventually assigned to Fort Leavenworth and then to Fort Riley as part of the country's campaign against the Plains Indians. He didn't exactly cover himself in glory here. During his first buffalo hunt in Kansas, he accidentally shot his own horse, and he wasn't popular with the men he commanded. Kansas was also the site of one of the oddest episodes in his career. While patrolling in far northwestern Kansas, Custer decided to drop everything and visit his wife back in Fort Riley. He rode first to Fort Wallace out in Wallace County and then to Fort Hays, where he commandeered wagons to Fort Harker in today's town of Kannapolis in central Kansas. There, he caught the train to Fort Riley. The reasons for all this are still unclear, but Custer didn't have permission from the Army. He was court-martialed and removed from active duty. For somebody whose entire life was centered on the military, the whole episode is still hard to comprehend. Custer eventually returned to duty and was returned to southwestern Kansas. He commanded the cavalry at the Battle of the Ouachita in Oklahoma, and then eventually was assigned to the Dakotas. You know the rest of the story. Custer wrote a book that was mainly about his time in Kansas, My Life on the Plains, it was called. But as Stiles points out, Custer was never really a Westerner. In spite of his buckskin clothing, he was an Easterner who was in the West, not of the West. Stiles teases apart the complexities that drove Custer, his arrogance, insecurities, his need for look-at-me attention, as Stiles calls it, his ability to lead men into battle, but his seeming inability to manage them, or even manage his own life. The only time he ever seemed truly at home was on a Civil War battlefield. He didn't bring the same understanding to the Plains or its people. In the end, he and lots of others paid the price. So maybe there is room for one more book on Custer. This is a complicated story of an unusual man during rapidly changing times, and a stark reminder of just how different things were out here in the West.